Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
We start second half with a steal by Josiah Long. Gets a layup at the other end. Now at the offensive end for Bolivar. Here's a missed shot, but Briggs Houston will pull down the rebound. And the Zizzers have it with 3-point lead. Briggs has it. Cut to the basket. Here's Kraft driving too fast. He couldn't get the ball off the glass. Came off too hard, and he missed the shot. Now back to the other end. Durham has it for Bolivar. Starting five for each team to start the second half of this game. On the right side, this is the guy to watch, Gardner Casey. He is showing signs of heating up from the perimeter. In the paint, Patsy to the corner. Bad pass, out of bounds. Did anyone deflect it? Yes, West Plains did. 6:46 to play in the third. Briggs Houston will guard the ball being thrown inbounds. Lob out to the point. Fumbled away. Picked back up by Damian Young for Bolivar. Picked up by Ethan Tuma. Down the left side. Looks like West Plains has switched to a man-to-man for the time being anyway. On the left side. Out to the point. To the right point. Damian Young goes around the defender. Goes up with the left-hand layup. Good. As he got Ethan Tuma on his hip. Got around him and got the shot. And now he has 9 points, leading scorer for Bolivar. Now travel at the other end, Josiah Long. Got the pass up the right side, stopped near the basket, tried to gather himself, but walked with it. First turnover for West Plains since first quarter. ...31-30, West Plains, but Bolivar with a chance to regain the lead here. Durham out front. Ethan Grace to the point. There's Casey down the lane all the way. Goes up, got blocked, got fouled. He'll shoot two with 6:03 to play in the third. So Bolivar with a chance to tie and possibly take the lead. Josiah Long got his second foul, so now Josiah has two along with Jared Kraft and Briggs Houston. Free throw try here. First try by the left-hander, Gardner Casey, is good. Tie game at 31, 6:03 to go in the third. Next one good. Now full court pressure by Bolivar. Tuma long up the floor, bad pass. And stole it away and now bounced off of Briggs Houston, and so turnover on West Plains. We've got to get over the habit of picking up our dribble in the backcourt, especially being double-teamed, because they're going to invite the pass they want you to throw, and that's usually the one that gets stolen. 32-31. Casey over at the left point on the left wing. Now out front. On the right side, Young drives down, stops. Cross-court, high pass. Good catch by Patke. He'll dribble down, back in against Jacob Moore. Back out on the right wing, Young drives down the lane, goes up, partially blocked, and another foul is going to be called. And Josiah Long making a case saying, hey, he pushes off with his other hand, and he really does. He does every time. Josiah goes by and tells the official, pushing off, man. Third foul on Josiah. That's not good. Free throw here by Damian Young is good. So Ethan Tuma, who went out momentarily, right back in for Josiah Long. Next free throw is good. Damian Young from the line is 4 out of 4, and he has 11. Front court, West Plains with the ball, down by 3. Jacob Moore out to the right point. Ethan, now Jared Kraft, hands it off. Briggs Houston, top of the circle. On the left wing, Tuma to the baseline, double team. Pass to the low block and a whistle, and we'll have a holding foul call against Ethan Graves for the Bolivar Liberators. That will stop the clock with 5:09 to play in the third. That was before the shot, so inbound play underneath. Tuma gets it in to Jacob Moore. Outside to the low block. Double team. Back to the corner. Jacob Moore. Now Clayton Robbins to the point. Jared Kraft. splits the D, goes up, got his shot blocked, and a foul will be called on Casey. And to be perfectly frank, Casey got all ball there, and I don't think he got anybody. But that's the third foul on Casey, by the way, and that's good for West Plains. But that's a great example of what I talked about. Here's Kraft, first free throw is good. He has 5 points. If you're in the lane around the rim and you're going up with the shot, go up with it strong, because even if they block it, chances are you're either going to score or get fouled. Chances are good something good will happen. Next free throw, no good. West Plains gets the board. Clayton Robbins wide open in the corner for a two, and it's good, and a timeout, West Plains. Clayton Robbins now with four, and we're tied up. 4:49 to play, third quarter. It's West Plains 34, Bolivar 34, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
During the timeout, Mason Miller talked to one of the officials, I think about Damian Young, the left-handed guard for Bolivar, about his penetration and pushing off as he does so. We'll see if that politicking paid off. Because here comes Damian Young with the basketball. Over the timeline, West Plains will pressure a little bit. They're going to go back to the matchup zone now. At the point, Packy, high post. Durham dribbles down, pulls up, dumps it down, inside ball, blocked from behind by Clayton Robbins. Now here's a drive, no good, off the miss by Durham, and rebounded by Jarrett Kraft for West Plains. Here's Robbins for three on the right wing, rims off, rebound, there's the big guy, Briggs Houston, and the putback. So West Plains up by two, 36-34. Scissors playing with just eight players tonight. On the left side, Patke will penetrate the zone. Now move it back outside to Young. Young will drop down and go up with the left-hand runner. No good. Floorboard hits the deck, picked up by Briggs, and now to Jared Kraft. Front court. Jared Kraft has it. He gets bumped, no call, in the paint. Here's Kraft, whistle, and an offensive foul. Young flop, didn't get called for a flop. Whatever happened to that? I don't know if I've seen that this year. In a high school game, anyway. But anyway, it is going to be the third foul on Jared Kraft. Damian Young brings it up, 36-34 West Plains, 3:35 to go. Quarter three. In the left corner, baseline against the zone, and a hand check foul is going to be called on Clayton Robbins. That'll be his second foul. And team foul number five, so it's two shots with 3:31 to go. Oh, Briggs Houston gets his third foul instead of 32. So now, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Briggs Houston all have three fouls. The shooter here, shooting two, Ethan Graves for Bolivar, down by two. Now down by one. One more try for the tie, and we're tied at 36. Ethan Graves with two free throws there, 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Right corner, Robbins, lob over the top, and ball tipped, and it's going to be stolen by Bolivar. No good angle to throw that pass from the corner. West Plains' fifth turnover tonight. Patke at the point, pass across to Young, tipped by Kraft, now back to the right side. Casey has it. He's in the game with three fouls himself. West Plains needs to be really careful here the rest of this quarter. On the right point, Casey for a three. It's good. Gardner Casey gives Bolivar a three-point lead, 39-36. Kraft baseline, pull-up jump shot, won't fall. Rebounded by Ethan Graves for Bolivar. They push it up the floor a little bit. On the left wing, shoot a three. It's Patke. He missed it. Long rebound. Casey has it. Back out to the point on the left side. And wherever Casey is, you better be ready. There he is. Open on the wing, pass to the low block. Pump fake inside Durham. He's been in the lane forever. And now the ball's stolen away from him. West Plains will come back with it. Now the ball tipped out of bounds. He'll stay with West Plains. .215 and counting, 39-36. Bolivar with the lead. And now, Justin, nothing foul as Damian Young just reached in on Tuma coming over the timeline, just kind of reached in a little bit, but that's all it took. So first foul on Damian Young. 2:10 left. Clayton Robbins with it to Ethan Tuma at the point. To the left corner, trying to get the ball inside to Briggs Houston. To the high post, Briggs. Here's a cut, and the ball tipped and stolen. 39-36, left corner. Casey again for a three. That's an air ball. Jacob Moore comes away with it. That's a foul on Kraft. Boy, what a dumb foul. That was not on Kraft. That was actually on Gardner Casey. What a dumb foul. Right out in the open floor, he had Jacob Moore setting the screen for the ball handler, and Casey just turned and gave a two-hander to Jacob Moore right out in the middle of the floor in front of everybody. So Casey picks up his fourth foul. 1:41 to play in the third quarter. Big play there for West Plains. In the corner, Briggs Houston. Clayton Robbins dribbles to the baseline. Bounce pass across, threw it away, out of bounds. Another turnover. Not have been a good night for Clayton Robbins. Passing the ball on the interior. 7 turnovers on West Plains. Especially when you consider when some of these passes, you're what, 6 feet from the basket? Just go ahead and shoot it. On the right side, to the point. Free throw line, handoff. 3-ball is launched by Graves. No good. And the rebound, West Plains. Robbins up the floor. Gets it to Briggs Houston. Now Jacob Moore. Outside it goes to the baseline. Kraft wide open from 12. Good. Jared Kraft makes it a 1-point game with a minute to go in the third quarter. Damian Young in the white. Curls over the top to the left. He's left-handed. Runner down the left side of the key, high off the board and good. Make him go the other way. He is left-handed. We keep letting him go left. 41-38. Jacob Moore now over on the right side to Jared Kraft. Briggs Houston. And now high post, backdoor cut. Jacob Moore goes up, scores, foul on the play. The basket counts. Great play. As Martin cut in to try to draw the charge, and Jacob, in midair, contorted himself, got around the main contact, got the basket. So Jacob has 6 points tonight off the bench. Martin picks up his second foul. Ethan Graves goes out of the lineup for Bolivar. They'll put Giglio back in the lineup for them. So 41-40, 26 seconds to go in the third. Jacob Moore could tie the game at 41 with this free throw. And he does. 7 points. Off the bench for Jacob Moore tonight. Tie game at 41, 20 seconds left. Last possession of quarter number three, perhaps. Damian Young has it in the front court. Ethan Tuma's on him. Attaboy, get on that other hit. There you are. Overplay him on that left hand, high screen. Young kicks it to the far left corner. Open shot for a three. No good. Rebounded by Young. Forced up the shot. He got fouled. Just falling out of bounds and just flung it up there. There is flopping going on in this game tonight, but no flopping calls so far. Meanwhile, first foul on Ethan Tuma. Free throw here is given by Damian Young. And let's see. We have just 9/10 of a second left in the quarter. Bolivar regains the lead with that last free throw, up by one. And good again. Baseball from the other end of the floor, off the mark. We play three quarters, and it's still tight. It's 1 point West Plains lead at the half, 2 point Bolivar lead, going to the fourth with the score 43-41. Liberators lead the Scissors back in 90 seconds on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
And Bolivar on offense to start the fourth, 43-41. Liberators with the 2 point lead. West Plains in the straight man-to-man, curling over the top, 17-foot jump shot straight on, no good. Off the mark by Durham, rebounded by Easton Tuma. West Plains with their starting five out there right now. Let's see if we can get the ball inside here. Jared Kraft to the corner, Josiah Long back in the ball game. At the left point, Clayton Robbins with it. Left side to Kraft. Make this a half-court game, make them play defense. And you'll get a good shot. Here's Josiah breaking open in the paint. Goes up inside. Good! Foul on the play. Basket count. That's what I'm talking about right there. And May Bolivar played defense for a little while, and they got caught just standing flat-footed, and Josiah ran in from the opposite side. The blind side caught the pass and laid it in, and he got fouled in the process, and now he has 8 points. That'll be the second foul on Damian Young, and the free throw is good by Josiah Long, and the Zizzers with that go up by one, 44-43. Young, hook pass in, ball deflected and knocked away. Picked up by West Plains, and that'll be turnover number 7 on Bolivar tonight. Both teams have 7. Left baseline, Josiah Young back out on the left wing. Up fake, Briggs Houston dribbled in, lost the basketball, had it, lost it, knocked away, picked up by Bolivar. Try to dribble through two people, and they got a hand on it. So, 44-43 West Plains. Young crosses over, penetrates, gets trapped inside, back out on the wing. Here's the three, and no good. Rebounded by Briggs Houston. Lob pass inside, good catch by Briggs. Up, swipe from behind, and strip, no foul call. Long pass up the floor, Casey has it. In the left corner, another three. That's way off. Rebounded again by Briggs Houston. West Plains just needs to be patient. Get that ball inside. Here's Jared Kraft with a time. That's no good as he took it to the basket, but a pushing foul will be the call on Bolivar. Second foul on Trenton Patke for the Bolivar Liberators. He has 9 points. Has not scored in the second half. Inbound play. Someone come to the basketball, please. There we go. In the left corner, Ethan Tuma. Gets it back out. Josiah Long steps in. Whistle out. There's a flop. No call. Shot from the point. No good by Jared Kraft. And a foul is going to be called on the play. Look, when somebody falls down on a play where there might or might not be contact, Josiah Long gets called for his fourth foul. It's got to be one or the other. If you're falling down and you go to the deck, it's either going to be a charge or it's going to be a flop. That's just the way it's structured anymore. Casey out on the wing, 44-43. Casey has it, gets off a screen, forces a right point shot. Good for three. Gardner Casey makes it a two-point game in favor of Bolivar. Jared Kraft on the right sideline in the front court. To the right corner. Cutting down the lane, Briggs Houston with a catch. Back to the corner, Clayton Robbins. Round the horn it goes. Top of the circle, spin to the middle. Kraft is open, shoots, short-armed it, missed it. Rebound, pulled down by Drake Durham for Bolivar. They're up by two with 5:03 to play in the fourth quarter. Bolivar ball out front. Patke has knocked away, and it's going to be stolen by West Plains. They've got a three-on-one break the other way. Take it all the way in. Jared Kraft laid it up. Missed it. Bolivar back three-on-two. Pull up by Durham. He missed it. Got his own board. And a whistle and a foul be called inside on West Plains. And somebody, if that's on Josiah, he just fouled out. kind of was kind of a marked man tonight, it seemed like. He finished with 9. Jacob Moore will come in. Durham outside, down the key, all the way in. And did he travel? He did travel. Tried to step through the defense. Turnover 8 on Bolivar. Ethan Tuma with it. Beats the defense, gets into the front court. Jacob Moore in the right corner. Bounce pass out to Jerry Kraft. On the left side of the floor, Tuma. Drives the baseline, wrap around, bad pass. Nothing there, just thrown away. And now ball tipped away from behind out of bounds. Ball over basketball. That's one of those plays, and that's one of the reasons it's a bad idea to jump when you're making a pass. You have severely limited your options, and in most cases are in the process of turning the ball over, which is what happened there. 46-44, all for basketball. And now a whistle away from the ball. We'll get an illegal screen. That'll be the third foul on Damian Young. Boy, if we get him off the floor, that would help. 46-44. Let's get a bucket here and tie it up. Jared Kraft has it. High screen right, wide open, right elbow for the tie, and it's short. Nobody there to rebound except for Gardner Casey for Bolivar. That was a good shot, good look. You take that every time. To the right point, Patsy popping out is Casey. Bounce pass, a little block, posted inside. Patsy lays it up and good. Trenton Patke has 11 first points of the second half. Ethan Tuma in the paint, bounces across Jacob Moore. Out to Kraft, curls over in the corner. Tuma cut off, dribbles all the way around on the wing. Bridge is going to shoot the three, and it's good. Big, big shot right there. Bridge Houston with a three, his second of the game. He has 13 points. Timeout on the floor. 3:07 to play. It's a one-point game again. Bolivar up 48-47, and we are back in 1 minute on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
All right, 48-47. The Roadrunner here at Bolivar. 3:07 to play in the ball game. And what will happen here in these final 3 minutes? It's anybody's game. As I said at the outset, I was talking with Chuck Blair, who does the games for Bolivar Radio, and he said, what do you think? I said, one-point game, double overtime. We're kind of set up for that. We'll see, though. It's Damian Young in the backcourt for Bolivar. 3 minutes to play, one-point game. Who wants it more? That's where you find out. At the point, Durham, left side, Young. Popping out is Casey, dribbling down the lane, lost his balance, kicked it back outside. Young will go to his left, and we'll get an offensive foul. That a boy, Mason Miller. Young has been doing that all night with his off arm, hooking and pushing off. And Mason, I know he's been talking to the official about that, and it paid off right there. So fourth foul on Young. And again, good job by the coach setting that up. 48-47. Briggs Houston on the wing. Clayton Robbins drives all the way in. Left-hand layup rolls around and off. Tipped off the board, tipped out. Picked up by Briggs. He'll go up and shoot it off the board and good. And West Plains leads by 1. 15 for Briggs, 49-48, 2:20 to go. Now if you can get a couple of stops, you're putting yourself in the position you want to be in. Timeout called by Bolivar, 2:14 to play. Regulation play, West Plains by 1, 49-48, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains did not have a particularly good third quarter, but what they did score 12 points, and they kept themselves in the ball game, put themselves in this position, starting this quarter down 2, 43-41. Now they're up 49-48 with 2:14 to go. Bolivar will... West Plains will be shooting the bonus on the rest of the fourth quarter because Oliver will have 5 team fouls at the next one. Now West Plains on defense, up by 1. Let's see if you can get a stop here, maybe get a turnover, get the ball back. We're down to 2:02 to play. in the left corner. Casey, catch and shoot for a three, is off the mark. Weak side rebound, Jacob Moore, and the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds. Last touch by who? And Jacob Moore says that was obviously touched by Bolivar. Bolivar's like, that was obviously off West Plains, right? I thought it was off Bolivar. No, nope, they're going to give it to. Bolivar kicked the basketball, I thought. So this conversation isn't over. Three officials have gathered, and it'll be Bolivar ball. That's a bad break. It looked like from here that one of the white shirts kicked the ball as it was safe going out of bounds. Here we go again, though. Bolivar has it. They're down by one. Casey will hand it to Durham. Casey on the wing. You can't let him stand out there and shoot. Ethan Puma is on him, but you don't want to foul now on the left side. West Plains only has two team fouls, so you got a couple to give here. Casey, over the top, Papke. Minute 38. High post, up, down, pass, underneath, layup. Blocked from behind. Great play by Jacob Moore. And West Plains gets the ball back with a minute and a half up by one. Jacob Moore on the wing. Keeps the ball off the sideline and out of the corners. Get it out now to Clayton Robbins. His pass to Ethan Puma. Down to Jared Kraft. 1:18 to play, up by one. Kraft has it on the right sideline. Picked up there by Petke. He'll dribble it out top of the circle on the left point now. Jacob Moore. They'll double team. Dribble through it. And now Jacob. And he'll be fouled. He'll shoot two shots. He just got two-handed to the floor that time. I think it was Petke to stop the clock with 1:04 to go in the fourth. Third foul on Trenton Petke. Jacob Moore to the free throw line. He is 1-for-1 tonight. And he's had a really good game of 7 points. Here's his free throw. First try. No good. Rims off. Timeout called by Bolivar with 1:04 to play. West Plains by one. Still at the free throw line. And we'll get an idea. This is a 60-second timeout. Back in a minute on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Good stuff here on Friday night as West Plains leads it by one at the Bolivar Tournament in the fourth quarter, 1:04 to play, 49-48. West Plains at the line with one more free throw. Jacob Moore missed the first one, but he gave us a two-point lead if this one will go down. Moore puts it up, and it's short. Rebound tipped out. Picked up by West Plains. That's even better. Tuma has it at midcourt. Gets it across to Robbins. Now reach in. Foul is going to be called. That'll be against Bolivar. I'll stop the clock with 56 seconds to go. What a big offensive rebound by Ethan Tuma. So we missed two free throws, but here come two more. Clayton Robbins will be the shooter. First try, no good. That's a fourth foul, by the way, on Patsy. Next try is good. So we needed that. So Robbins makes one. 2-point game, 48 seconds to go and counting. Can we get another stop here? That would be sweet. Young on the left side. Casey dumps it down inside. Lob pass to the point. Young, make him go right. Now on the left side, Casey. We're down to 33 seconds to go. Bolivar gets a little tighter with each second that goes by to the high post. They had Durham wide open, couldn't get him the ball inside, left baseline drive. Here's a move around the defense, up and good by Petke. Tie game at 50, but now you got the last shot. Jared Kraft has it. Gets it over the timeline, and now it's Tuma. 9 seconds to go. Briggs Houston out to Tuma, out to Jared Kraft. Drives to the baseline, pull up, fadeaway jump shot, no good. Ball is stood up by Briggs, that's a horn! No good, and we're going to go into overtime. Well, I did predict double overtime, but you have to have one first. So, it's tied after four. Order overtime number one coming up next. Game tied. West Plains 50. Bolivar 50. Back in 1 minute on KDY.